Wonderful. Mm,
yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
We really appreciate you coming and joining us and sharing some of the music and your production.
My pleasure. There will be more soon.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, we are looking forward.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Some special Persian stuff. So stay tuned over the next couple of weeks. Yeah. And of course, come back. Listen to Free Voices every week.
Genius.
It's a great program.
Yeah. So we're going to carry on with our program, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired, because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands, even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program. And up next, we'll be having my brother, Shkwait Shakhlach. But first, we're going to play his song of the week. And this song is from the Eagles, Hotel California, and it's a Jimmy Hits remix. So we're going to listen to that.
And, beautiful.
We'll be right back. So enjoy, everyone. This is the Eagles, Hotel California, Jimmy Hits Remix. Enjoy, everyone.
Stop, father.
like, man, that was an awesome hit from way back in time. And that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shakhlakh. The Eagles, Hotel California, Jimmy Hits Remix. And man, that was pretty special song. And a big shout out to our Californian friends and family down there listening. Big shout out to you. Thank you for joining us and listening, especially to my biggest fan down there, Sensei Lily. Thank you so much for listening. And for people out there that don't know my brother Shkwait, he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, and the big forest fires of a few years ago, and also the big flood of a few years ago. So he's come through a lot of trauma and trials, and he survived, and he's still with us, thriving and getting better, and just inspiration for myself and many other people that know his story. And just a special honor and privilege to have him come and join us on the radio station here at CJSF. And welcome to Free Voices, Shkwait. How are you doing today?
I'm doing as well as I can. Still alive.
Yeah, that was a great song that you picked for us.
Yes.
From Eagles. And just a special tune that had me dancing around the house today. As usual. Yeah.
It's a happy house.
yeah. So we have a subject today, and it's on the key of life. And we'd love to hear you on your words on the key of life.
All I can think of for the key of life is happiness. Happiness and positivity.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is falls into place once you're a good, positive mode. When I think of the key of life, that's the Egyptian symbol. But otherwise, I never really thought of it much, but the key of life, I think, is positivity.
Mm.
We gotta be positive if we're gonna open up our life.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that's what I think is the key of life, is positivity, happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Once you got those, I figure everything else kind of should fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I can't think of anything else for being the key of life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, besides breathing, getting our oxygen.
Yeah. It seems like a simple answer, but it really isn't, because we know that reaching positivity takes energy and effort. It just doesn't happen. It's almost like we have to generate it. We have to be able to make it happen. Mm-hmm. And it sounds simple, but man, it's quite the endeavor. And it's just like, I use you as an example, because you survived because of your will. You survived because you wanted to be here. And to come through all of what you went through, you know, you had to choose a positive path. If you stayed in a negative path, you wouldn't be here. And so coming from you, that's so, you know, that's so powerful. Because we know that's how you survived all that you went through. And it's just always amazing. And so it just brings me energy just to talk about it. And it's just like I get to share with other people on a global level, which is amazing. Like, you know, people from all over the world get to hear about this and know, you know, that you exist because of your positivity. And many of us that may have gone through the same thing, you know, most likely we wouldn't be here. And yet you're a shining star mm-hmm. of hope and ability and an example. And I'm just so proud and happy when I'm able to contact you and share with you and listen to your words and the music that you bring to us. It's just so fulfilling and energizing. So we really appreciate you for joining us and sharing and taking the time and energy to produce some music and just some of the thoughtfulness that comes out during our subjects.
Definitely. And that is the greatest action that someone is not still dealing with the health issue and bringing the hope to the rest of the listeners and the world. Mm. And thank you for doing that.
Yes. So we really appreciate you, and we're looking forward to you for hearing from you again.
Okay. Yeah, it's always something I look forward to. Mm. I keep trying to stay alive.
Mm. Yes.
Okay, I think you guys there at the station, listeners here and abroad, send me your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. Send it all back to you guys a thousandfold.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again. And lots of love to you. And we'll have to say bye for now.
Bye bye.
Okay. Bye for now.
All right. Bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkana, BC. And we're going to carry on with our program here. And coming up next, we're going to have our electric lady, Faima. And before that, we're going to play her a song from Ala Las. And their song is called Raspberry Jam. So have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. Thank you. All right, that was Ala Lass and their song called Raspberry Jam. And right now we have with us our lady Fahima, and she's electric, she's electrifying, because she really regenerates positivity and shocks us into positive action and words and wisdom, and it's just so powerful. It's one of my things that I look forward to each week, is getting that regeneration of energy and positivity from our lady Fahima, and carrying on the legacy of Counselor Fari, Madam Ottawa. And just a very big special thank you for joining us, Lady Fahima.
Thank you very much. Thank you for, same as usual, very kind and generous thoughts and words. And as you mentioned, I carry the legacy of Counselor Fari, that Counselor Fari is coming from Prince Root and Prophet Line. So my duty is just to carry her mission. However, thank you again for all the powerful, kind words that you are showering on my path. It's very positive, it's very powerful, so I can carry on and move on for the next step, because my schedule that I bring to the radio station, Free Voices, at your station, my voice is your voice. I have lineup of the world achiever that I will, we are going to have an interview. So I'm in the middle of the planning, you know, to reorganize like a time-wise to invite them to this radio station, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really thank you for all those world achievers that you brought and introduced us and invited to our program, and to share and invigorate people into positive waves and energy. It's just always special once we get them on our program, and a big shout out to you for bringing those people. And today we have a subject, and it's on the key of life, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Definitely, key of the life, live, love, and laugh. Have a purpose, have a dream, and make sure your dream is very big as you can think and is possible. And then carry on. In our lifetime, we forget, you know, because the pressure of the life, you know, we all hopefully, all of us, we are having a goal and the purpose in the life, that we carry on and we realize that in middle of the road or our own path is challenging. Yes, the challenges is there, but we have to come above that and we have to pass and make it possible to reach our own goal. And at this time, you know, I can give you the example. When we have the key for the house, to enter to the house, we have a key to enter to the car and drive it. So there are a lot of keys in our path, in our lives, but we don't know which key we have to choose and try so we can go through and reach the success. Those keys that we have, a bunch of keys in our hand, but we have to try them out. It means we don't give up. We carry on with the mission that we have. Regardless, the weather is getting cold or hot, it means the challenges is getting harder and lighter. No matter. Still we live. Still we carry on when it's raining or shining. This is the same path. We have to try the keys one after another. Those keys is your thoughts, is my thoughts, that which one, which path, which one the choices we choose sometimes is the wrong choices, mm-hmm. but it still is okay. That way, we become smarter. The more we try, we become more intelligent, and we become more stronger. Because it's like a fitness, the muscle of the brain, it gets stronger to reach the goal. My mind is very stormy. I do have a storm mind because whatever in my heart and in my mind is going on is based on the positivity, is not on the darkness, is not on the negativity. I focus on the positivity, and I allow my brain and my soul travel everywhere. And definitely any steps, any level of our life that, if you call it success, is your choice. I respect that. But still, I have many steps ahead of me that I'm looking forward to reach it, and because the mission is calling me, it's calling me for quite a long time, mm-hmm. but I'm on the way. And to pass all of these steps, I learned that to choose my right choices and my right path till we can get there. And we have so many people that they can inspire us, like Oprah, with all the hardship, with the poverty, with the abuse. I just wonder how she could survive. Mm-hmm. So she became a pearl. When we find the pearl as a jewelry is covered with the mud, mm-hmm. under the ocean. And she is, and she was, and she will be that pearl, that jewelry. As a pearl, she shined because she never gave up. She believed in herself to stand up, to get the justice, to get her rights, and used her talent, and she believed her own talent. She didn't doubt it. She polished it, and she moved forward, and she got the victory, and we are today witness of her victory. Mm-hmm. Her lifestyle is one of the greatest examples to my path, that friends, respected listeners, wherever you are, cross country, outside of the country, at the reservation, at the darkest of part of your life, stand up, don't give up, and shine. Be a shiny star and rock the world, especially the student of Simon Fraser University. You are the star of the future.
Beautiful.
And stand up and let's walk together and sing a song of the peace for the world, and let's make this world a better place to live. Thank you very much for having me. I do know that. And I believe that strongly. I am the student. I am the servant of mankind.
Beautiful.
Thank you kindly.
Beautiful. So wonderful words. You know, I really like your analogy of being in a storm. And I believe that's where all your electricity comes from. And you become lightning. And that's what the earth needs, is lightning to hit the earth to produce nitrogen, and that helps the world to grow. And you very well fit the words of Electric Lady Fahima.
It so
fits you.
Thank you kindly.
So yeah, we're going to continue on with our program, and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and thank you for joining us, and we're going to end the show, and we thank our production manager, Lady Fahima, for joining us, and just your amazing words. And
thank you.
Yeah, and we're going to end the show with some Star Crawler and their song, I Love L.A., and come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us with Free Voices. So, have a great week and weekend on this September 12th, 2024. And bye for now, everyone.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Welcome to LA.